27.
Many of you know Andrea. Andrea serves with Youth with a Mission. She's one of the missionaries, by the way, that Cross Creek helps to support. And when our team went there this past April, she took good care of them. She's the Caribbean director of Discipleship Training School for Youth with a Mission. So she ministers throughout the Caribbean, helping to disciple, helping to lead the Discipleship Training Schools within the Caribbean region. She says she has been with YWAM for 27 years. That's long before, some of our youth were even thought of. And she has been faithfully doing that as a woman of God. And so, as those of you who have been here for a while, you'll know whenever Andrea is around, I always try and get her to share at least one of the Sundays when she's here. And so, this is her time to share.
Amen.
So, let me just pray for her. Father, I thank you for your daughter, Lord. I thank you for the way in which you have kept her these years. Thank you, Lord, you have met all of her needs and you have opened doors for her to share your word and to touch lives of thousands of people. And Lord, this morning we ask that your anointing would be upon her.
Yes.
That you might give her the words to speak and the ability to speak it, O God. And that, Father, your anointing would just flow through her and that we, O God, would be able to receive easily your word that is spoken through her and whatever other ministry that you might want to bring through her this morning. Lord, we take a stand and rebuke everything of the enemy that would seek to distract and distort anything that Andrea has to say. And we say, Lord, let your will be done and be glorified in her and through her. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. God is in this place. I'll say it again. God is in this place. And he's doing what he alone can do. Are we open enough to receive? I greet you first and foremost. I bring these greetings from Youth with a Mission, Jamaica. Those who've been there, those who are yet to come, they all sent greetings to you. And they look forward to you coming. Remember I said those who came and those who are yet to come. The doors are open and you're all welcome to come. We look forward one day to see the whole congregation there. I didn't hear amen, but I'll say amen. I will say again, friends, God is in this place. This morning we were praying and I literally felt like the presence of the Lord entered. His spirit entered and he's doing what we cannot do for ourselves. Are we open to receive it all? He's looking for hearts that are open. He wants to do the new thing, but are we still stuck in the old? Today is a new day. Today is a new day with new mercies. Are we ready to receive these new mercies that he's offering to us? He's here. He's here. Can you feel him? Are you experiencing him? He's among us. And we are saying, God, stay with us. Take up residence among us. Tabernacle with us today. We need you. We need you in this place. Yes, Bethany. We need him. There's a lot happening in this world. And the topic that the Lord gave me as I was praying and asking, what should I share with your people? He said to me, discerning times and seasons. discerning times and seasons. Friends, we are living in some unprecedented times. How discerning are we? Do we know what God is doing? Do we understand what He's doing? We are living in times and seasons that require divine alignment, realignment. A lot of things have gone out of line and needs to be realigned. But do we understand what needs to be realigned? Can we discern what needs to be realigned based on the Word of God? How discerning are we in this particular season, in these particular times that we are living in? When I took time and I looked up this word discernment, in the Bible it says it's the spiritual characteristic of sound judgment. What did I say? The spiritual characteristic of sound judgment. For perceiving the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, truth and error, and identifying God's will and direction for His people. This is what it says in the Bible. How sound is our judgment? Note that I'm not saying your judgment, but I'm asking, how sound is our judgment? Are we perceiving the difference between right and wrong? In this particular day and age, people are saying wrong is right and right is wrong. People no longer know who they are. They don't have an understanding of whose image they're created in. We, as children of God, we need to know that we are created in His image. We are His image bearers. But do we know that? I heard Pastor some weeks ago talk about a he and a it and a them and all. And we're going all the way through the alphabet now. Soon we will be at Z. Do we have the discerning? Can we discern what is happening? The world is being turned upside down, but not for Christ. People have their own agendas. But God is calling on His people to be a discerning people, to understand what He's doing in the earth and to join forces with Him, to partner with Him, to see people understand that He is the creator of all things and He will have the final say. No matter how many alphabets we use, He has the final say. Are we discerning enough to see what is happening? Friends, people don't know what truth is anymore. People do not know what truth is. But I want to say to us that discernment is necessary to understanding spiritual truth. Discernment is necessary for us to live holy as God intends. Discernment helps us to avoid life's pitfalls and the dangers that comes with it. But it also helps us to govern and impact society. How discerning are we? Are we living truth? Are we speaking truth? What are people hearing when we open our mouths? What are they seeing when we walk on the street? Are they seeing image bearers? Are we living the truth of who God is before those around us? Who are we? Can people look at us and discern that we are children of God? We shouldn't have to tell people, I am a believer. Right. We shouldn't have to say, oh, I'm a Christian. Everybody is a Christian these days. But are we committed to Christ? Where is our discernment? The gift of discernment is valuable in times of uncertainty. And we are living in some uncertain times, friends. We are hearing about all kinds of wars and rumors of wars. There's earthquakes happening. Just in Jamaica, we had one. Excuse me. In my nation, Barbados, my tiny island, we just had an earthquake as well. Are we discerning what is happening in these times that we're living in? Or are we just going to, you know, whatever will be, is that where we are at? God is still looking for people who will truly be discerning to understand what he's doing and to partner with him. Are we impacting society? Can we discern what needs to be done in our areas? Can we discern what needs to be done in situations? Sorry. Jesus was very critical of his generation. But I want to go back to this whole thing on uncertainty. There are many people today, friends, who are so preoccupied with their own personal daily lives, they cannot properly discern the times that they're living in. God don't want us to be preoccupied with everything that will not draw us closer to him. We need to be preoccupied with him. How much time are we spending in his presence, listening to his voice, receiving his download, and choosing to put action to what we are hearing and receiving? Are we preoccupied with our jobs? Are we preoccupied because we have a sore hip? Are we preoccupied because our children are doing their own thing? Are we giving these things to God? And are we saying, God, you can take care of this. I want to hear from you. I want to live like you want me to live. I want to be who you want me to be. Or are we allowing these other things to hinder? Can somebody pass me my water, please? Or are we allowing these things, thank you, Jordan, to stop us from seeing the things that God wants us to see? God is a faithful God. And any hindrance or stumbling block that comes in our way, he's able to remove it. He doesn't want us to do things in our own strength. He wants us to rely on him. And this is why he's talking to us about discernment today. He wants us to discern these times that we're living in and not be concerned or be afraid because of what we are seeing and hearing. He has it all in his control. No matter what people say or do, remember I said, he has the final say. Amen. At the end of it all, he will receive the glory. Why are we worrying? Why are we allowing what we are seeing and hearing to cause us to look in other directions rather than to him? We need to sharpen our discernment. He was very critical of his generation for their inability to discern the times. In Luke chapter 12, verse 54 to 56. He said to the crowd, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, 'It is going to rain,' and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say, 'It's going to be hot,' and it is." Now he said this, not me. "Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? What will he say about us today? Are we able to discern what is happening around us, around the world, not only here in the U.S., but are we able to discern what is happening? In verse 35 to 40, this is what it says: "Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning. Like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knock, they can immediately open the door for him." Do we have to scramble when he knocks? Or are we ready and waiting? It would be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. "Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak." Are we ready and dressed for service? Verse 40 says, "You must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect." And that's a woe for me. It is a woe for me. How ready am I? How discerning am I? Am I dressed and ready? And I'm not talking about the physical clothes now. Is my heart prepared and ready? Am I discerning what he's saying? If he knocks today, are we ready? Where are we? Are we distracted or are we prepared? I want to say to us, friends, that discernment is a spiritual gift given by God through the indwelling Holy Spirit. He gave us Holy Spirit who will lead us into all truth. Discernment is a spiritual gift given through the indwelling Holy Spirit. If Holy Spirit is dwelling within us, we need to be a discerning people. He's leading us. He's guiding us. Are we following? Are we understanding? Are we paying heed to what Holy Spirit is saying to us? Believers also receive discernment by reading and meditating on the Word of God and through the renewal of our minds, not the removal, the renewal. Are we renewing our minds? Are we spending time in the Scripture? Are we meditating and receiving a spirit of discernment? Or are we just reading? Friends, a person can spend their entire life studying the Scriptures but never gain wisdom because they lack discernment. We don't want to be such people. We want to read with understanding. We want to read and meditate and receive God's wisdom. We want to read and meditate and receive the discernment that He wants us to have. What are we doing? Only you can answer that question. Discernment is the ability to see and recognize subtle differences. There are a lot of things happening subtly. And a lot of us, we're missing it because we don't have a discerning spirit. A lot of things are happening around us subtly. Discernment allows our knowledge to penetrate the cloudiness and cut through layers of confusion. Many people in this world, even Christians, are confused today because we don't have discernment on what is happening to us. We cannot accurately understand or discern what is happening in the earthly realm or in the spiritual realm because we're not spending that time in the Word to receive godly wisdom. And I'll say to us that wisdom is the product of insight and understanding gained through the ability to discern. God, my friends, is the source of all wisdom and discernment. Man can say all kinds of things to us, but we receive this from Almighty God. If we look at Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, it tells us that God changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. It's God who gives it. Wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He's looking for a people who will discern what is happening, who will be so connected to His heart that they wouldn't miss what He's doing or saying in the earth. Do we have an idea what is happening? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 15, it says, "What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given to us." We have not received the spirit of the world. We've received God's Spirit. Is our understanding clouded? It continues to say here, "This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit thought words." Can we grasp these things? The person with the Spirit, The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. There are a lot of things happening. I listened to a young lady who said she's suing her mother because she did not ask to be born. What foolishness. Think about it. She's suing her mother because she did not ask to be born. Since when? Yeah. Now, these are all, there's some stories around this place when I listen or when I read, I'm like, God, have mercy. Do we have to ask permission to be born? I've never born a child, okay? But I know it is rubbish to the max. The person with the Spirit makes judgment about all things. I say to us, friends, let us ask God for discernment. Scripture teaches us to seek wisdom and discernment. Okay? In Psalm 119, verse 125, the psalmist says, I am your servant, give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes. The psalmist asks for discernment. What about us? We need his discernment to live this life. We cannot do it on our own. And a lot of us seem to think that we can until we hit a rock. And not the rock who is Christ, but the rock that can't do anything for us. We need to be asking God daily for discernment to live this life. In James 1 and verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you. Are we asking God for wisdom and discernment? We need wisdom and discernment to raise our children. We need wisdom and discernment to live our lives. We need wisdom, God's wisdom and discernment to know and to navigate life and to make an impact in the nations of the earth. There's some examples here in Scripture about discernment. In 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 9, the Shunammite woman discerned that Elisha was a holy prophet of God. She discerned that. She had communion with God. She had times with God. And as Elijah passed through, she invited him to come have a meal. And in the midst of her dialogue and everything else, she discerned that he was a prophet, a holy prophet of God. Are we able to discern those who come amongst us? There's some who come as wolf in sheep clothing. There's some who come and tell us all kinds of things. Are we discerning enough to know if they're false or if they're real? In John chapter 4, verse 19 and verse 42, the woman of Samaria perceived that Jesus Christ is more than a mere man. How did she discern that? How did she discern that? She had conversation with Jesus. And he told her all things about herself. Things that other people didn't know, he told her. And she discerned, this is not a mere man speaking with me. There's something more. She discerned who he was. When we are among people, can they discern that we are children of God? What life are we living? What conversations are we having? Can people discern who we are without us telling them? In 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19 to 23, and also in 2 Chronicles 18, verse 18 to 22, Micaiah discerned that a lying spirit is responsible for false prophecy. People will come and prophesy all kinds of things, but are we discerning enough to know if these things are true? Or because these things that we're hearing sound good and tickle our fancy, we run with it. We need to be discerning, friends. We're in seasons where people no longer speak truth. I say it nicely. Where are we at? We're living in serious times, friends. And we don't want our ears to be tickled. We want the truth of God's word to penetrate our hearts and transform them. We don't want to run with everything that we hear without testing it. We need to be discerning people. These times are serious times, friends. And if we are not careful, we will fall flat because we believe everything that we hear. And God does not want that for his people. We need to spend time with him. In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16 to 22, Jeremiah perceived that the false prophet's message was not from God. We go places and we hear all kinds of things. We hear all kinds of messages being preached, but do we test these words? Do we compare these words to the truth of who God is? We are in seasons, friends. If we are not discerning, we will miss what God is doing and saying. A lot of false things are being spoken, and people are being wrapped up in what they're hearing. These things are not from God. Are we discerning enough to know that these things are not from God? The Apostle Paul prayed for the believers in Philippi to have discernment so they may know the right way to go in life. Jesus prayed for us. He's still praying for us. He's still inviting us to come, sit with him, receive from him, dine with him. Are we taking up these invitations so that we will know the way to go in life, the way how we should live our lives? Are we discerning, friends? In Philippians 1, 9 to 10, this is the prayer. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you will be able to discern what is best and be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. So that you will be able to discern what is best, and you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. I'm saying to us today, friends, every believer needs the Issachar anointing in order to not miss out on what God is doing and saying. Do we know what the Issachar anointing is? The sons of Issachar had analyzed their times and they perceived correctly what those times were all about. They analyzed and they perceived and they knew what those times were all about. How are we perceiving? How are we analyzing? Are we checking in with God, so that our spirit man can truly discern what is happening around us. These guys knew what to do because they understood what was happening. They were known for their ability and readiness to work hard, even under undesirable conditions. These guys were not just, you know, the doodly-daddly type of guys. They had discernment. They had understanding. And they knew exactly what to do. And listen to what happened here. When King David was gathering an army together at Hebron, he distinguished the sons of Issachar from the ranks because of their unusual gift to discern the times. You hear that? He distinguished these guys because of their unusual gift to discern the times. God is gathering his army, friends. He's gathering his army of believers. Those who are able to discern and have understanding of the times that we're living in. Are we or will we be a part of that army that he's gathering? Are we ready? Are we ready, friends? God is doing it. He's gathering his believers. He's gathering his children. But he's gathering those that have a discernment and understanding. How much time are we spending in his presence? Hearing and receiving what he is giving and showing to us. Luke 12 and verse 40 reminds us, we must be ready because the Son of Man will come at an hour when we do not expect him. Are we prepared and ready? Are we prepared and ready, my friends? This is not the season or the time to be unprepared. He's gathering an army. A lot of people, they're being distracted right now with what is happening in Ukraine, what is happening in Israel. Are we connecting to what God is doing and saying right now? Where is your focus? Where is our focus? Is God leading us? Or are we going in our own strength? An army cannot go by themselves. We need God. We are in his army. How ready are we? Are we dressed and ready? When he knocks, are we immediately ready to open the door, or we got to fumble to put things in place? This army needs to be prepared. We need to be discerning of what God is doing and saying. He's not waiting for us to get ready much longer. We need to be ready and prepared. Let's dress ourselves. Let us dress ourselves, friends, and be ready. Today, I want to ask us, how discerning are we? How discerning are you? Do we understand what God is doing? Do we have an understanding of what he's saying? Are we ready to impact those around us with his truth? People right now don't know truth. We have truth. We know him. He is truth all by himself. He doesn't need us to be truth. He does not need us to be truth. He is truth all by himself. But have we embraced that truth? Are we ready? Today, give us all the opportunity I present it to you. Ask God for a discerning spirit. Ask God for an understanding heart so that we will be ready when he comes and knocks. Let us not be ones who will be fumbling to open the door. Let us not be ones who will be fumbling to put things in place before we open the door. This is a season to get dressed and be ready. Where are you at? Where are you at? I want to pray for us today. I want to pray for us. Can you say honestly, Sean, can you come please? Can you say honestly today, I am ready. I am prepared. I am discerning. Can you say that today, friends? If you can't say it today, I'm inviting you. Let's make it right. Let us ask God to help us. I can pray, but he is the one that can help you. Are you ready? Where are you at? I invite you today. If you can't say right now, I am discerning what is happening around us, let's stand and ask God to help us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, this is your people. These are the ones called by your name, mighty God. We are your people. And Father, today as you spoke to us, Lord God, about discernment, we want that. We want to have a discerning heart, Father God. We want to understand what is happening around us. Father God, we want our lives, mighty God, to make a difference in this earth. Lord, we want to impact nations. We want to know how to govern, mighty God, Lord God, and impact societies and those around us. So, Father, today, may you come. May you come by Holy Spirit, Father God, and help us to get dressed and ready. Lord, we're not looking at the physical clothes, but Lord, we surrender our hearts to you. Lord, may you come, Lord God, and dress us. Lord, as we take time, Lord God, in your presence, may you mold us and fashion and shape us, mighty God, so that we can truly discern these times around us, Lord God, and that you may receive the honor and the glory, Lord God, from our lives, Lord God. May we be the army, Father God, that will be ready. As you are gathering, may we not miss the gathering. But Lord, may we be able to step in, Lord God, and be who you want us to be. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary. Nevertheless, we lay it at your feet. Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary. Nevertheless, laid at your feet. Sing it again. Such a tiny offering compared to Calvary. Nevertheless, we lay it at your feet. All that is within me cries for you alone. Be glorified, Emmanuel, God with us. My heart sings a brand new song. The debt is paid, these chains are gone. Emmanuel, God with us.
Let's just keep our heads bowed. Is there anyone in this house that you know you're not prepared? You know you have not been walking with the Lord as you should. You're saying, Pastor Joe, I want to recommit myself to the Lord this morning. If that's you, just quickly lift your hand right where you're standing. Anyone who needs to recommit themselves this morning. Great. I want to encourage you to keep on seeking the Lord, keep on going after Him, keep on asking Him for wisdom and discernment, and also keep on praying for each other, keep on praying for Rusty, for God's intervention in her health and in her life. If you need prayer for anything else, when we have closed, you can come on up front, and there'll be folks up here to pray with you. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your kindness towards us. And Lord, we just ask you to continue to draw us unto yourself. Continue, God, to open our eyes. Lord, continue to give us wisdom and discernment to understand the times and the seasons in which we live. Wisdom and discernment to understand your word and to live in the way in which you have called us to live. Lord, as we leave here, Lord, us ask you to continue to be with us. Continue to pour your spirit in our hearts. And Father, I pray that as we interact with people, may they be able to see and understand and discern that we have been with Christ, that we are walking with Christ. May they experience the love of God flowing through us. And may Christ be glorified in the things we do and say. Lord, I pray these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said, and amen.